In the past few months, I've read a couple of travel books about driving down U.S. Highway 83. This road runs from Canada to Texas, and it includes a stretch of western Kansas, from about Oberlin in the north to Liberal in the south. When we talk about major roads in the state, most of us think east-west, like Interstate 70. When we do talk about north-south roads, it's often U.S. Highway 81, which cuts through Wichita, Salina, and Concordia out in the middle of the state. 81 is sometimes considered the line of demarcation between eastern and western Kansas. But Highway 83 is a major artery out west. It handles truck traffic from ag and oil and gas activity, and it goes some pretty interesting places. The highlight, to my mind, comes about midway in the highway's trace through Kansas. In Gove County, south of Oakley, Monument Rocks are just a few miles east of 83. Here, in the valley of the Smoky Hill River, those chalk outliers loom over the short grass prairie. Deposited in the Cretaceous period of geologic history, this chalk has survived eons of erosion. They're worth a little of your time today. Just a bit south and west of Monument Rocks, right off 83, is the Keystone Gallery, a combination art gallery and fossil shop operated by Chuck Bonner and Barbara Shelton. It's in a remodeled building made of chalk quarried from nearby. These folks know the country and its fossils. If you're out that way, stop in. You'll see some museum-quality fossils, and you ought to buy something while you're at it. Keep going south on 83, and a few miles west of the road is Lake Scott, an oasis on the High Plains. This lake sits inside steep canyons rimmed with naturally cemented mortar beds from the Ogallala Formation. One spring here is probably the largest in western Kansas, discharging about 400 gallons of water a minute into the lake. This spring provides habitat for a beetle species that lives in sand riffles here and nowhere else. Also around here, you'll find the remains of El Cortalejo, a pueblo built by Plains Apache and Taos Indians in the 1600s. And it's the site of an 1878 battle between the U.S. Army and the Northern Cheyenne, who had fled Oklahoma, a trip made famous in a book called Cheyenne Autumn. Just south of Garden City, 83 crosses the Arkansas River. Though the Ark's a major river, here it's pretty much an empty, sandy riverbed. The Arkansas is almost always dry between Lakin, to the west, and Great Bend, more than 100 miles to the east. A dry riverbed probably doesn't appeal much to tourists, but it's a stark reminder of the way we've managed our water out here. There's lots of other stuff to see along this road. Garden City and Liberal have some great ethnic restaurants. There's a museum dedicated to the Northern Cheyenne Trek in Oberlin. And a big open sky is all along the way. So now that it's spring, check out U.S. Highway 83. All roads don't have to lead to Colorado.